Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, introducing the soft sounds of We Heart Music Radio. Brought to you by the cool cats at WeHeartMusic.com.
Wonder Woman recently passed the $400 million mark domestically, so that's an outright box office success. You know, I'm not sure what the global box office is, but at almost a $500 million U.S., definitely a success, and that's leading into November's Justice League, which we've seen a couple of teasers and a couple of trailers for. It definitely looks like DC's on the rebound film-wise, huh?
Yeah, especially given that the other two weren't so was kind of basically critically slammed because they weren't very good, and even from fans like myself, I kind of question the film. Suicide Squad was like basically a music video, and Batman versus Superman was to me didn't have much of a story, and so to have Wonder Woman do so well, it's I think it's a relief because DC was going to strike out with the third one. And it's good to see them doing well, because if they're doing well, that means Marvel's got to pick up the pace as well. So I think it's good all around. And I don't think there's – you know how there's this mentality of Marvel versus DC with fans and stuff?
Right.
You know, I don't think there is when it comes to movies. I think a lot of the movie-going audience – we'll see both, you know, well, except for that one DJ, right?
Yeah, Brian Oak. No, but yeah, I think most comic fans just want comic movies to succeed and to continue to get optioned and made and so on. So we're really living in a golden age of this stuff because, you know, when you and I were growing up just buying comic books off the stands, there's no way we would have ever thought we'd see you know, an Avengers movie fighting Ultron and some of these characters really come to life on the screen. So it's definitely a great time cinematically to see these characters. And so I think, you know, when it comes down to it, everybody maybe has their loyalties, one character, set of characters, or one comic company over the other. But in the end, I think most people just want to see the genre flourish and continue.
So Wonder Woman is actually one of the main – if you actually stay around the credits for Wonder Woman, one of the main names that pop up on the credits was George Perez, who basically reinvented Wonder Woman, recreated the character from scratch. And his stuff was more based on mythology and the Greek gods and all that stuff. And, you know, George actually recently won the Will Eisner Award.
Right. Hall of Famer now.
Right. And this is kind of funny, but he was nominated a few years ago and didn't win. And he didn't win for like a long time. And then because I keep track of the stuff. And but this year, the fans really went out and voted for him. He actually wouldn't receive the award otherwise, because this is all based on fan votes. And so, a lot of fans came out and voted, and he basically received the nomination, and then he received the award. But I don't know if a lot of people knew, but he had a heart attack a few months ago, and had to cancel all of his comic book convention throughout the year. And I mean, there was a little controversy because he was canceling a convention in red states. He was already like on his halfway out anyway.
Yeah, well, he kind of put his foot down
against
with
Trump.
Regard to politics, yeah. As to where he was going to appear from now on. But you're right, the heart attack back in May kind of derailed a lot of that.
He canceled all of his appearance, and mostly because his doctor didn't want him doing these long sketching sessions. So I'll give you a typical day is that George will sit at his table and basically just sketch throughout the convention. And he's sitting there for like 10 hours, except for the minor, you know, bathroom breaks or whatnot, you know. But he's there and he's just sketching all the time. And one of the reasons why is his price is so affordable. It's like $40, and you get a quick sketch by George. And, you know, for $40, that's basically somebody's autograph at some of these conventions, you know?
Well, it's a one-of-a-kind piece of art, you know, first and foremost. Yeah. So, yeah, and you're right. I've seen him do that in the last few years. And he's always got a huge line.
Oh, yeah.
And,
massive line.
Yeah, he barely takes a break, you know. So he is there from kind of open to close, just with his head down, sketching for fans.
Yeah, and if you want autographs, it's free. If you want photos with him, it's free. He never charges for any of this stuff. The only thing he charges is for if you want to sketch. And that's an option. And most people abuse that option, actually, because they'll get in line back and forth and get 20 of these sketches, and of course they'll sell it for a lot more than $40. Well, anyway, he couldn't make it to San Diego Comic-Con to accept the award, which was being held. Marv Wolfman actually accepted it on his behalf at the San Diego. Gave a great speech, too. And then George, this last Saturday, got a surprise party thrown for him. He actually had no idea. And so they basically took, drove him to Smash Comic. He came in not understanding what's going on and quickly realized that it was a ceremony to give him the award. And it's kind of like a small group of friends and his friends and comic book, fans and stuff. And,
right.
It's a small little deal, but... I think it's good to see him actually, and because you know, a lot of people were worried that with all these cancellation that about his health and so forth. But that was a good deal.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I think everybody understands the fact that his health being what it is, that he really shouldn't travel at this point. So I just hope he fully recovers and can get back there on the road. And, at least have some kind of convention schedule where fans can at least see him, maybe not doing quite the sketching marathons that he was doing before. And that Hall of Fame class this year was really, really a lot of heavyweights in the industry. So he's in on a good class. Jim Starlin, Walt Simonson, Jaime Hernandez, the Lovin' Rockets co-creator. Or just a few of the creators inducted with him this year. Antonio Projas, who Marvel's Spy vs. Spy, Mad Magazine's Spy vs. Spy.
Yeah, that's DC.
Yeah, who we all grew up reading Mad Magazine. A real kind of special Hall of Fame class this year, and glad to see George be a part of that finally.
Yeah, finally, yeah. Ooh, yeah. So George now owes the Kirby Award and Will Eisner Award. Very prestigious. So he's actually won numerous awards, by the way. So
absolutely, yeah.
Born and raised on a hidden island, rescue Steve the American pilot. German forces are trying to find him. I'll lose and I kill them all in riot. Steve's a spy, world war is raging. Ludendorff's ready for some slaying. He ordered deaths, we must do some saving by killing Ares for misbehaving.
She's Wonder Woman, a warrior Amazonian. She's Wonder Woman, makes the Germans scared running. She's Wonder Woman, tough, godly and stunning. She's Wonder Woman, just trying to save the world.
Ares appears and we start to fight while Steve sacrifices himself in flight.
She's Wonder Woman, a warrior Amazonian. She's Wonder Woman, makes the Germans scared running. She's Wonder Woman, tough, godly and stunning. She's Wonder Woman, just trying to save the world.
Ares has convinced me that humanity is corrupt. He wants me to join him too. that fucked. BuzzFeed taught me a lesson that there is good within them. Spare Maru, waste Aries. It's time for him to end.
She's Wonder Woman, a warrior Amazonian. She's Wonder Woman, makes the Germans scared running. She's Wonder Woman, tough, godly, and stunning. She's Wonder Woman, just trying to save the world.